The obliteration of the self.
So, one of the goals of meditation is to essentially turn down and eventually turn off self-referential processing. And there are a number of meditative techniques, the goal of which is to essentially, one of the ways of referring to it is the monkey mind, right? You see, when you try not to think of anything and then you think of things, that's that internal chatter, that's an element of self that maintains and is in the background all the time. And elements of that include the inner critic or the inner judge, right? And then the outer critic, you know. So judging yourself and then judging others, right? Always coming up with these labels or these kind of assignments or these adjectives or these kind of classifications. This was good or bad. They're evil or wonderful or I should go right or left even, you know. And all these decisions that are constantly made, one of the points of breath awareness, mindfulness of breathing or focused awareness is to just kind of like turn that to focus on one thing, which is the sensation of your breath coming in and out. And that's all you're to focus on. And if a thought arises, acknowledge it and then let it go. Don't get attached to it, right? Practicing this over and over for long periods of time and over a long period of time, a net outcome of that is that the thoughts turn off. And in that space where the thoughts turn off and you focus on something else and even something else external to your body, you can come to a place where your body or yourself kind of stops existing for a short period of time. And it's through this process that you can come to understand or appreciate on some level that your emotions don't have to control you, your thoughts also don't have to control you, and you don't have to be controlled by your concept of yourself. You know, I'm a man, I have to pay for dinner, and I have to, you know, open the car door, or I have to mansplain to people, right? Or I have to be right, or I have to like football, or whatever it is, right? I mean, like, and of course I'm giving very trite examples here, but I think you understand what I'm saying, right? And one goal of meditation is to kind of destroy the self, right? This is something that actually comes quite readily and without any choice or volition on the part of the experiencer when you're given a high enough dose of a psychedelic. And when we prepare people before a session for what they may or may not experience, one of the things we say is that you may feel like you're dying, you're dissolving, you're exploding, you're fading away, or you're simply ceasing to exist. And our instruction to you is go for it. Die, dissolve, explode, fade away, cease. And just go, don't fight it, go for it, and go with it. And this is an experience that actually happens fairly often with a high enough dose of psilocybin. And some people have described it in such a way that they had awareness, but that awareness was... And on some level, they knew they had a body somewhere, but that's not where they were, right? And the self wasn't even there, it was just awareness. And I've had a couple people after sessions were over, when they were counting what happened, say, you know, as you know, that was a thing that happened. And as they came back, they basically just started to slowly reintegrate pieces of themselves, and they had the choice of whether or not to keep the things that kept coming back, right? And some of the and that can be a catalyst experience for people that can then have, you know, and then it's really idiosyncratic what that means to a person or how that plays out or what impact that has on a person, but oftentimes that's kind of like the catalytic experience for change, right? After that experience, I didn't want to have a cigarette again. It's not that I loved or hated it. I just never wanted a cigarette again. Or I realized that all this time I have been hiding in the shadow of my bigger brother and trying to live up to his ideal. And he's a jerk. Why do I want to live up to his ideal? And you know, damn my parents who tried to make me live up to that ideal, and I am now free of that. Recognizing it, seeing it in all its glory or terror or whatever, you know, seeing that now I can leave that. That's not me anymore. I can go back to being me, or I can start being me without the burden of that, right?
Have you seen any of the experience in these